Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello. LaTanya Price here once again with another show, Personalize Your Faith. Of course, I'm coming to you once again just on another day that God has truly made, another day that He is yet to be glorified. He's yet to be praised. He's yet to really just be honored. And so I am so honored, of course, to have this opportunity to share another, just another show, another talk session, if you will, with you all, the community, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I know that the intro, I've just kind of been reiterating that a lot of stuff that I've been concentrating on is about the writing and self-publishing. And so wanted to definitely just always just state the thing that I'm passionate about, which, of course, as a result of working with me, Christian women or men, I've had men approach me as well, are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. And so I know the last few sessions has just been a lot about, like I said, the self-publishing and birthing out your story. I've actually done a workshop, and I have another one coming up. And so I definitely want to ensure that whatever the topic that I may bring about, it should not only be encouragement for those that are wanting to write or wanting to self-publish or publish or birth or do a blog, however you want to tell your story, but also to those that are, you know, whatever it might be that is laid on your heart and you're passionate about. Because a lot of times these topics or these matters overlap many times. They overlap no matter what it is, really, when you really think about it. Because even like I state, I think I've said this or mentioned this before, how, you know, yes, I definitely don't exclusively just call myself a life coach. I do have certification in life coaching, life coach, solution-focused coaching, and transformational coaching. I have all those certifications, as well as human behavioral consultant. Have all of those. So it comes as no surprise that as I start to really kind of help people birth their story, that gets in there. It gets in there. It gets incorporated. So it's not by accident, I know. I know God is strategic. And so although it's, you know, helping people to get out a story, I do know that, you know, when life happens, as we start to press and as we start to really step out and do that which God has called us to do, every now and again, we need a little life coaching. Because I am a believer in that. I have coaches myself that I'll reach out to every now and again. I may just, you know, have them as a sounding board for me, or if nothing else, just tell them, hey, pray for me, you know, something like that. So it's definitely just one of those things. So I know on the last show, I wanted just to kind of do a special, if you will, for this particular month about procrastination. And so the last show we had discussed, you know, kind of making that confession, if you will. We confessed, hey, procrastination, we do let that win sometimes. And that's usually like, you know, when it ever comes to that whole recovery process, if you will, is the first step is to admitting that we have a problem. And so we discussed that. And so on today, I would like to pick up a little bit and kind of, you know, continue just a little bit more and just talk about being strategic in overcoming procrastination. This is something that, you know, we really need to ensure that we do have something in place to kind of keep us going. I was reading some articles, and, you know, I read, and I even though I do go on social media, but I do like looking at certain articles and things like that. And there's an app like on my phone, and I call it my newspaper, but it's called Flipboard. But it's basically like it's a site that just kind of filters all the different articles that are out there that people will, you know, kind of write as either a blog or an article to an online magazine or an online company. And they just kind of filter it all into that one app. And so you can, you know, just pick up whatever interests you. And so, you know, sometimes I'll pick up something about self-improvement or I'll read something about that. And so, one of the things about, you know, kind of achieving goals or overcoming procrastination or, you know, conquering writer's block or just kind of being successful in life. Many times you'll find, like I said, the overlapping concepts. And so one concept is having a plan. One idea is having some sort of a strategic plan, a strategy, something that is going to be, you know, yours, you know, something unique. You know, that's something that I try to encourage people is as much as we want to glean from others, and there's nothing wrong with that because the Bible does say, you know, always try to seek wise counsel, but our path is going to be unique. It's going to be unique. And so, but even in that uniqueness, we want to ensure that we are kind of, you know, either mimicking a little bit or at least adjusting to what is, you know, comfortable for us, but as well as just having something, a plan of some sort. And so the first thing I want to say is, you know, when it comes to overcoming procrastination in particular, I would say definitely make a schedule and definitely try to stick to it, to the best of your ability, okay, to the very, very, very best. I know that's sometimes really hard because, as I stated before, life happens, things that we try to be proactive about. We can't be proactive about everything. Sometimes so they will come up as a surprise, and, you know, we just have to unfortunately deal with it at that moment. However, I really suggest trying to have some kind of schedule because I'm a believer in the fact that, you know, we make the plans so that God can really order our steps, you know, because God knows we're gonna plan some things. We have some desires. We have some hopes, and he wants us to, okay? You know, he definitely tells us, you know, he promises us a future and a hope. You know, he does that. So obviously, in our hearts and in our soul, we're going to think about, you know, oh, well, you know, if I plan to do this, or I would like to do this, or I like to travel, take a vacation here, I like to start this, I want to really, you know, do this. And, you know, we have those plans, but, you know, it's nothing wrong with that. We just have to accept the fact that as much as we plan and certain things that we'll do, every now and again, we have to adjust because God is saying, let me move you here because this is where you need to go, or let me take you here. This is where you need to go, because we just have to accept that. So, but there's nothing wrong with that. But we just have to try to at least have something, some kind of plan, some kind of schedule, and then allocate enough time for specific tasks. I think sometimes we when we schedule certain things, especially like a major project, for example, let's say you want to pick you really want to plant a garden in your backyard, right? And so you picked out the vegetables, you got the seeds, you got all the tools, you got everything that you need, but you keep putting it off. All the equipment, all the stuff is sitting in the garage. The seeds keep sitting on the kitchen counter in a little corner. And you never get to it because you're like, oh, I'm going to do it one day. I'm going to do it. But sometimes we think, oh, that shouldn't take no more than an hour, right? Planting a garden? Oh, I beg to differ because I've tried it myself. I thought it would take maybe an hour, even with my help of my dad. It took way longer. took a lot longer than what we anticipated. But although the thing didn't really, I got only green beans out of my garden, even though I planted a lot more stuff. That year was just a really weird year anyway, as far as, you know, when it came to rain and everything else. But it took a lot longer than I anticipated. It really did. And so I was like, oh, man, I should have probably scheduled a little bit more time for this. But I learned. And so, but that's the same thing. Sometimes we think, oh, I just need 30 minutes to get this done, or I just need this. Because even if I, because I encourage people, you know, if anything else, maybe try to write 5 minutes a day, right? If they're trying to birth a book, just write 5 minutes a day. Well, even in that 5 minutes a day, you might have to schedule at least 10 or 15 minutes to wind down. Let's say you do this when you come home, cook dinner, eat dinner, and right before bed, that's when you want to write. Well, you might want to allocate. You know what? I want a really good meal tonight, so you're trying to go all out, right? So it's going to be a little bit more of a time to cook the meal. It's going to be a little bit more time for you to clean up a little bit. And you know, if you got kids, you want to make sure they wind down and different things like that. So as much as you want to say, I'm going to take 5 minutes here to write, make sure you're allocating enough time to spend with family, to eat, to just really wind down and different things like that. So we want to keep that in mind. So definitely always allocate enough time for whatever it might be, because then you won't be so quick to push it off. You know, if you keep in your mind, you know what, I'm going to allocate this hour to really just get in the zone, pray, get my computer and laptop going, get some nice beverage going. This is all about, you know, if you're going to write, get in my office or get in my little special space and, you know, get some music playing and just, and then finally you might write. But that might take 20, 30 minutes just to get all that set up. So just consider that. And then, of course, include time for rest and relaxation. I'm a huge advocate on this. In November of 2016, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia. And so I've always been an advocate about resting. But suddenly, I found myself not getting enough rest, really, what it seemed like I wasn't getting enough rest. I started having all these aches and pains, and I was doing so much mentally. I was doing so much spiritually. It was a lot of things going on. And so I found myself in a situation where I was made to slow down, if you will. I've been in that situation before because I always consider my cancer that I had when I was 14 as God's way of saying slow down, because I was definitely not doing things that was of God. I wasn't even a part of a church at the time, so I was heading in a direction that God never intended. And so he shut me down. You know, he plucked me out of the situation I was heading in, and he set my butt down. And so the same to me kind of happened in November of 2016 a little bit. It made me just sit back for a minute because when I went to the doctor, they told me different things I needed to do. I needed to kind of take more time to, you know, taking detox baths or taking more time to just sit and just, you know, meditate, do breathing techniques, all these different things. This is what they tell me to do in order to really get better. And so watching my diet, watching what I eat and all of that, and that takes time in and of itself, let me tell you. So it was of no surprise when everything just kind of started happening, but I really had to realize, okay, Tanya, take some time. You need to just really take some time. And when I started doing that, so many things started happening. I realized so many things. And even now when I do take time and I may take like a detox bath, or I might do a breathing technique or something to help me go to sleep, it's amazing the clarity, especially spiritually, because a lot of times my breathing techniques and my detox baths and all those different things, I purposely think about God. I always tell God, God is me and you. Let's talk. And it's so amazing when that happens, because then all of a sudden it's like, here's what I need to focus on. Here's what I need to do. And so that's why I'm a big advocate on including time to rest and relax. It's so major, but we always treat it as a minor. We really do. But I just really feel that it's so important. So make sure you include that in your schedule. Don't ever put that off. Procrastinating that can be definitely not a good habit to have. Also, identify your real motivation. Identify your real motivation. Ask that why question several times if you have to. Why? Why? Be a little kid to yourself. Seriously, why? 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 You know, that's how little kids, you know, those inquisitive children that just always ask why. And eventually you just have to tell them, look, this is what I said. Because even if you tell them, I don't know, they'll bounce back. Why? I really don't even know how to answer that kind of, I don't know how to answer you if I said, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that. I've been there. But make sure you're asking that question, because that also is going to be a big factor in conquering procrastination. Because if we understand what our motivation is, and this is nothing to, you know, say that God can't be the biggest motivator, and getting to heaven and giving him glory and making sure he gets all the glory isn't enough, because it can be, depending upon the project and things like that. But honestly, there are other determining factors. For some people, it is their kids. Some people are going back to school in their 30s, in their 40s, because they are trying to inspire their children to do better. Their children sees them on a more personal level. Their kids may see a teacher who already has a degree. They may already see other people on a consistent basis, but not like a personal private basis, and they see they got, you know, a degree or something like that. But then they come home and they look up to their mom and their dad, and that in and of itself can be a motivator for many people. They, you know, they're like, you know, my child is looking up to me. They're depending on me to do the best that I can. And to let them know that this is not impossible. You can do this. You can accomplish this. And for many people, that's their motivation, their children. It might be your spouse. It might be, you know, maybe you have a loved one that you, maybe you're a huge advocate for a certain disease awareness or a chronic condition awareness. Maybe you're a huge advocate for that, and you're like, that is my big, I don't want to see one more person having to suffer from not getting early detection, or I don't want to see so many people die from not having early detection. You know, that's how we have a lot of these foundations, like the Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation and all these different foundations, because somebody said, I don't want the statistics to be so bad that, you know, so many people are dying when they can just get early detection, or when they can just get this, or when they can just get assistance with this. That's how that happens. You have to identify what your real motivation is, and you have to ask that question of why. It might make you cry as you start to really dig and figure out your why, And that's okay. It's supposed to pluck something. It's supposed to pluck something at your heart in order for you to stay focused, in order for you to really push and press past every single negative thing that's going to try to attack you and stop you. You have to know why you're doing it. And you have to stand on it. Because if that's what's most important, and that's what you're going to stand on, and if that's the reason you're going to give consistently when people ask you, why are you doing this? Then you have to stand up to that. And that's okay. That is okay. And so you have to figure that out. That's going to help you conquer procrastination. And then create and stick with the right support system. This is really good. Stick with the right support system. Don't hang around other people that constantly procrastinate. That's going to really hinder you. I understand you can go hang out with friends. I'm not saying you can't. That might be a way you take time to relax. You might go and hang out, go to a movie, or, you know, maybe you go out to eat with a friend or two, something like that. I get it. But at some point, maybe you all need to have a mastermind session and say, you know what, hey, I really like making jewelry. You think I can maybe start making like a lot of jewelry and maybe start a website and start selling something? Or you might have a girlfriend or somebody that, you know what, I really like natural oils. I like making natural skincare products. And, you know, there's so much talent out there. And, you know, maybe you all need to have a mastermind session like, hey, you know what? How can I get this accomplished? And somebody or all of you got laptops and y'all researching, y'all Googling, you doing all kinds of stuff, trying to put all the pieces together. And that's what really a mastermind session is. There's so many coaches and, you know, motivational speakers and everybody that call, you know, that has these, what they call a mastermind session or mastermind group. And really all it is a group of people, and they don't even have to have the same idea about one company. They're just motivated or passionate about doing something to help people. That's all. And they're all on different paths, but they're all on the same mission, and that is to help people. That's to solve a problem. And so they get together. And they motivate each other. They keep each other accountable. They keep each other focused, if you will. And that's what a mastermind session is all about. Maybe it's time to start having mastermind sessions with your friends instead of just keep putting things off. You know, it's one thing to, like I said, hang out, have a barbecue on the holidays. I get it. Spend some quality time with friends, with family. Please do that. Just every now and again, I would say, not even every now and again, I say more often than none, I would say more often, have some mastermind sessions. And if you feel that you can't really share what you kind of have in mind with your friends, then have a mastermind session with God. Have a mastermind. I do that a lot. I have mastermind sessions with God 100% of the time, really. But there are moments where I'll have a mastermind session with someone else. I'll talk with someone else about some ideas. And, you know, it's just different things. And that particular person or people might not have ideas. And they may do, you know, me and my husband, we have mastermind sessions all the time. And he has ideas. And many times when we talking, you know, I'm the researcher. So I'll research something. I might come back to him with it. And he'd be like, we'll see. You know, we'll see about it. And that's how my husband is. But my husband, of course, he's very busy with so many other things. But he reminds me a lot of what a lot of ministers, pastors, people that are involved in ministry, they really get wrapped up in it, because it is an obligation. But every now and again, even the ministry leaders, have a mastermind session. Have, you know, bounce off some ideas and see what someone can maybe find out for you, or y'all need to come together at a local Starbucks, I don't know, and just chat and just talk and see what it is that, you know what, somebody might know someone that they cross paths with. You know what, hey, I know such and such, and they know such and such. Hey, why don't you talk to them and see what you can do, da-da-da-da. You know, so we want to just definitely keep that in mind. Stick with the right support system. Don't consistently hang out with folks that are always procrastinating. Like I said, there's nothing wrong with relaxing and taking time and just having fun. But every now and again, definitely more often than none, I'm sorry, try to have it more often. Have some mastermind sessions and really, really start conquering that procrastination and start accomplishing those things that your heart is passionate about and what God has assigned you. All right. So today we talked about being strategic and overcoming procrastination. So we talked about, you know, making a schedule, sticking to it. Hey, make sure that schedule includes all kinds of stuff. Okay. This is all about kind of getting that control, if you will, versus things kind of getting, you know, in disarray. So we want to get some control, right? So we want to make some plans, make them strategic, make them, you know, where they're going to be enough time to, you know, accomplish that which has to be done. If you're going back to school, if you're trying to do a degree program or some kind of special certification, know that it might not take 1 month. It might take years, a couple of years or two, to really accomplish that. So allocate that time, and just, you know, include that time to rest and relax. And then, of course, identifying that motivation. Know what your why is, all the way down to the bare bone. Know what that why is. Know what it is and stand on it. And then, of course, make sure you have a good support system. Not everybody can, unfortunately, be blessed with a spouse or, you know, with a confidant of some sort to really just kind of talk to and everything like that. But prayerfully, I'm praying that you have someone to talk with. You can talk to God, of course, always. It is good to have other wise counsel. It's good to have those other people, though. So just keep that in mind. All right. So as always, how can you connect with me? Visit my website, www.latanyaprice.com. Definitely check it out. There's always updates on upcoming workshops, book releases. There's a lot of things that are starting to come up. Just getting different things together. I will actually be starting school very soon. And so I'm doing some things that are going to kind of just be setting some things up, if you will. So definitely check all that out. Make sure you connect with me on social media platforms. Facebook, you can connect with me there. Twitter, you can connect with me there. Instagram, those are the three primary ones that you can connect with me. And of course, with those, Facebook, I do have a personal page, Latanya M. Price, but I also have my business page, which of course would have like the whole, like the event invite and stuff like that. And that is Latanya Price, LLC. And then Twitter is the Coach L Price, and then Instagram is MRS Latanya Price. So just making sure that you all got those handled, if you will, okay? So like I stated, definitely check my website out. There's a lot of things that will be coming up. I know I have another workshop coming up in October, and so you definitely want to make sure you check out the webpage, which, of course, that is something that you want to, if you're here locally in Indianapolis, Indiana, check it out. I definitely would love to meet some of you that are hearing my voice. I would love to meet you at the workshop. And if you are passionate and you have a calling to birth your book, do so. All right. We're going to close on a quick word of prayer. God, we come to you once again just telling you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener now, God.
I ask that you protect them and keep them. In Jesus' name, amen. And until next time, you all have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.